Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The totally redesigned Hustler X1 is the perfect combination of power and versatility. The Hustler X1 mower can do it all. The X1 gives you true commercial quality and design with 52, 60, and 72-inch decks, and you save $1,000 over last year's prices. Hustler's warranty provides extra peace of mind. With mowing speeds up to 10.5 miles per hour and reliability of all day every day, it's the redesigned Hustler X1 for you. To find your Hustler dealer, go to HustlerTurf.com. Save big on the X1. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
The cattle futures market rallied today to finish the week $1.65 higher on the August feeders at 158.72, significantly off the highs. The high was 159.62, so about 90 cents off the highs. But August was the highest month on the feeder cattle. September $1.50 higher, but on out around a dollar or lower up on the day. Live cattle were led by the June live cattle contract, up $3.40, 130.82 was their closing price. Yesterday's cash trade of 137 was enough to spark the short covering rally here. As we get into the first notice day or the first chance of delivery, which is on Tuesday of next week, that would force those two, the futures and cash, to come together. With deliveries happening, I think that's the main driver here by the surprise of the 137 cash trade. Bucks beef remained steady, down 23 cents at midday on choice at 245.35, select up 73, but not a whole lot of action there. Current closeouts out of the feedlot are estimated to be about $284 ahead of profit. The projected cattle profits of the cattle going into the feedlots actually losing $35 ahead. But there's been a lot of money on the positive side on the closeouts. Packers are estimated to be making $165 a head. That might be the reason why for the big rally in cash this week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were quite strong today, led higher by soybeans. Early this morning, we had an export sale of 200,000 metric tons of beans to Spain, and that was enough to lift the beans up 10 to 11 cents. They were the strongest one. Corn, the next strongest, up 1.5 cents, and then wheat. Chicago was steady. Kansas City was about 1.5 to 2.5 cents higher. We had a NOPA crush report yesterday, which gives us an idea and a picture of the soybean demand. It was higher than expected, but just by about a bushel and a half. That was 149.7 million bushels, where the expectations were 148.1. This morning we had an export report, which was normally on Thursdays, but because Monday was a holiday, it was delayed until today. Exports were really good for wheat. New crop wheat was 810,000 metric tons, only looking for 250 to 450, so double what expectations were. We're already ahead of where we need to be on exports across the board, and so that was a really good sign for wheat. It didn't really help the wheat market rally, but it was good. Corn in the middle of the range, and beans were in the middle. Old crop exports were 610,000, which is higher than the 210 to 400 guessed. Overall, it seemed like the beans were really driven by that 200,000 metric ton announcement sold to Spain. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.